Okay, so we've talked about how to get into SharePoint, but what about actually getting your files to SharePoint? I mean, what good is SharePoint to you if you can't actually put your files there? So that's what we're going to discuss in this screencast. We're going to look at a lot of different ways that we can actually get our files into SharePoint and or move them around in SharePoint. So first thing we need to do is actually go to SharePoint. So I'm just going to go to SharePoint here. And I just used the desktop shortcut, but you could have used any number of the ways that we have to get there. And it's going, of course, to ask me who I am. I'm going to go ahead and save myself some time and just do the adlstu/jdgrab. Remember, adlstu/your ULID is just the easiest way to always get into SharePoint. Now, I have my listing of all my SharePoint different directories here, different sites. Remember, I may not have permission to all these, but the ones I do have permission to, when I click on them, I should be able to get in. So let's go ahead and select the tech team. And I'm just going to expand that. And I'm actually going to go straight to what would be our documents in this case. Here we've actually called it the tech team documents, but normally on most sites this would be called shared documents. For an example of that, if we flip back here and I scroll up, we can see right here it says shared documents. On our main SharePoint site before you even get started. So almost every site will actually say shared documents. We've just tailored it to the tech team here since it's tech team documents. And what I'm actually going to do is that we're actually going to go there. And you're going to see we have all sorts of stuff that's going to come up here that's listed, all sorts of files that we're always tracking and working on. Keeping records of different things. What I'm going to do actually here is that I'm actually going to create a new folder. So let's start with actually the very first thing. Across the top, when we're dealing with files, we're going to have three options. We're going to browse, documents, and library usually. A lot of our work is actually done in documents. So what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to create a new folder. And we're actually just going to take this and we're going to say new folder. And the reason I'm doing this first is that it always helps to be organized. So let's start by having an organization of this and having a new folder. And I'm just going to call this SharePoint Training. And we're going to hit Save. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I may not see this straight off, actually. If I actually look, it doesn't necessarily show up straight away. Just FYI, that's not uncommon. What I can do here, though, is I can actually hit refresh and then just hit retry. The page will reshow. And with any luck, there it is. Now, another way I could have done that is I could have gone back to one of my main areas or something like that or to another area site and then link back the documents and it probably would show up, but this works for my purposes. So I'm just going to go ahead and select this folder now. And as we're looking, there's nothing in it. So what I'm going to do is that we're actually going to select a file, and we're actually going to add it to SharePoint here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select Add Document. And I'm going to go Browse. Okay. And this will actually give me ability to browse the hard drive. What I want to do is I'm going to grab my EDUCAUSE presentation here. It's a presentation I did with some of my colleagues here from ISU at EDUCAUSE. And I'm going to grab that, and we're actually going to upload it. So I've selected the file, just like we would if we were doing all sorts of different other things, opening a file someplace. I'm also going to make sure that I tag it appropriately with comments. I don't need to do that here. But necessarily in order to do anything, but it doesn't hurt, so I'm just going to say EDUCAUSE presentation and say OK. Now, frequently when I do this, the page will redraw itself and actually bring up the file. So here we go. There it is, EDUCAUSE 2011 presentation, and it's now listed there. Now, that's not the only way I could do that. I could do the add document here, or other. One of the things I can do is I can actually create a new document here. And this will actually allow me to launch the application directly. So basically, this is launching Word. And essentially, this will let me actually go ahead and launch a new Word document from the get-go. If I hit Enable Editing up here, I ought to be able to actually go through and actually create a new document from the very get-go. So that's another way to get my document into SharePoint, is to actually start with it from there by hitting that new document. And I just did that by going here. And hang on, I'm going to let the page redraw. So I just went to this icon here under Documents, and just said New Document. Now, I could have also hit Upload Document. I'm going to select that there. And it gets me the same dialog. One of the other options that you probably saw was under Upload Document, I also have the ability to upload multiple documents. And that also showed up in the previous two upload dialogs that you saw. This allows me to get multiple files. And I can drag the files and folders here. Let's see if we can, or I can browse for them instead. If the drag is an option, it's definitely a good idea. But one of the things I want to make clear is that this only works in Internet Explorer. If you're using a Mac or Safari or Firefox, this isn't going to work for you. So the browse is always an acceptable second option, but I want to make sure people are aware of it. So if we actually go out here, and I'm actually going to come back here and just do this in a window here for a moment. And even though this isn't multiple files, I'm actually going to drag this in here. And there it goes. See, it says it right away that it recognizes it. And if I had multiple files, I could drag them in there, and I can just say OK. And it's done. Now, one of the things you're going to notice is that I just uploaded a second version of the same file. That's okay. It's just for our testing purposes. It's not going to hurt anything. But I wouldn't recommend doing that. Just so you know, one of the things that you can do is you can actually upload files. You can upload multiple files. You can do it multiple ways here. But there is one last one I think that's worth showing you that is actually a pretty neat idea. And we're going to actually kind of show how ridiculous this can get. So I'm going to go to Library here. And this is the third tab. So we've got Browse, which is the kind of the default. We've got Documents, which is where I found those folders. And now we've got Library. And there's lots of tools in here that you could use or work with. But really, the big one I think that most people are interested in here is Open with Explorer. This will take a second to launch. Keep in mind that this may take a minute or two, as it's actually establishing a particular type of connection to the server that SharePoint sits on. However, you see it finally came up, and as always, I'm going to save myself some time by doing the /my/ulid and my password. So let's see if I got my password right this time. And if you get this prompt, you're always going to want to say allow. And actually, this popped on my other screen, so I just had to pull it over. But normally, it'd pop on your screen. So here we is. I can now look at those files that exist in this directory just like they were on my computer, except they were in SharePoint. SharePoint's actually emulating, if you will, or faking that these files can be dragged and dropped just like any other files sitting on your flash drive or your hard drive. So if I go out here, it's kind of hard to notice from our directory here, except for it just now looks like I can move this around. I'm going to go to the Tech Team Documents and go up a directory, because remember we had everything in a folder. And we're actually going to see that I could actually move stuff around in all that great big directory full of files that the Tech Team has. I could actually move all these around and actually reorganize. So when you're doing a bunch of moving around of files or organizing in SharePoint, this Explore view can be a really great boon to your productivity. It's actually just like moving files around in a drive or on your flash drive. It works out pretty well. So I just wanted you to see that. So we've talked about lots of different ways that we could do this. We talked about under Documents how we can add a document from the web page. We can do New Document over here and create a new one. We can upload a document. We talked about how to add a folder. We also talked about how to upload multiple documents, but we also talked about under the Library tab here how we can open with Explore and do direct manipulation of files just like we could on your hard drive, flash drive, or on your shares. I think that's everything for right now. Go ahead and take a look and see if this is helpful to you.